The Maine legislature is expected to consider more than 1,000 bills this session, as well as two spending plans worth more than $8 billion. But more recently, legislative leaders have been mired in a debate over face mask requirements at the State House. Democrats are trying to strengthen the legislature's mask policy after a committee clerk quit because of fears that some Republicans are skirting the rules. Republicans say the rules have not been made clear. Steve Missler has more.
Throughout the Capitol complex, there are signs likely familiar to anyone who has ventured into a store, restaurant, school, or any indoor space during a pandemic that's approaching its one-year anniversary. The sign says, quote, "Attention, masks must be worn in legislative spaces." That means hallways, committee rooms, and the House and Senate chambers, and offices, unless staff or lawmakers are alone or physically distanced by 6 feet or more, according to coronavirus safety rules passed by legislative leaders.
I'm coming up on Representative Chris Johansson. Chris, can you give me a minute?
That's Republican Representative Shelley Rudnicki of Fairfield, live streaming her interactions with fellow lawmakers at the State House on January 5th. Rudnicki, who has been protesting coronavirus restrictions throughout the pandemic, is talking to Monticello Republican Chris Johansson in a legislative office room.
We're in a private office, so he does not have to have his mask on.
Rudnicki's inaccurate interpretation of the rules made headlines recently when her video showed about a half dozen Republican lawmakers not wearing masks in the State House. At the time, it was written off as a misunderstanding over mask wearing in private offices. But last week, the issue of face coverings emerged yet again, following reports that Rudnicki and several other GOP House members have been wearing so-called chin shields, a clear plastic cup that rises just above the nostrils and is open at the top. Sometimes referred to as spit shields or half shields, they are marketed to food workers. But public health experts don't consider them effective in reducing the spread of the coronavirus. The issue surfaced at a recent subcommittee meeting that included legislative leaders.
To imply that any of our members that are trying to do the job that they were elected to do somehow are less than children, I think is goes beyond words of what I think we need to be dealing with right now.
House Republican leader Kathleen Dillingham of Oxford was upset that House Speaker Ryan Fecteau and Senate President Troy Jackson, both Democrats, had issued a joint statement to the Portland Press-Herald chastising GOP lawmakers for attempts to skirt the legislature's mask rules. Fecteau and Jackson's statement urged lawmakers to, quote, show the same fortitude that school-age children have shown throughout this pandemic by following basic health and safety protocols, end quote. Dillingham insisted that the legislature's rules are unclear, but Jackson wasn't convinced.
So it doesn't seem like this is really that big of an ask for people to do, so that we can get this legislature, the 130th, to operate in the most safest, effective manner.
The meeting grew increasingly tense as lawmakers debated whether the legislature's rules are explicit about what constitutes a mask or a face shield. House Speaker Ryan Fecteau said he did not expect some lawmakers to use chin shields.
I have to be completely honest. I never anticipated that when we said face shields were an acceptable alternative, that anyone would wear a face shield that covers only half their face.
State houses across the country have become a microcosm of the partisan divide over what public health experts say is a simple step in preventing spread of the virus. Many Republican lawmakers in other states have ignored masking requirements or disposed of them altogether in some of the legislative chambers that they control, according to a partial compilation of rules by the National Conference of State Legislatures. State houses have also become hotspots for the spread of COVID-19. Nearly 200 lawmakers contracted the disease through November, according to the Associated Press, a total that did not include New Hampshire House Speaker Dick Hinch, who died from the disease in December after attending a caucus meeting where GOP legislators did not mask or physically distance. That GOP resistance to mask appeared to have been on the mind of Speaker Fecteau during last week's meeting.
It felt like, to me, like members were trying to find a way to skirt the rules around wearing either a full face covering or a face shield that has been commonly used since the pandemic started.
But Republican House Leader Dillingham says her members are trying to abide by the rules, and that most do.
And my members are trying to comply, even though they may not agree, are trying to comply simply so they can try to do their job.
Last week, Dillingham and 69 other Republican legislators co-signed a letter criticizing Democrats for seeking to have Capitol Police Chief Russ Govan put on administrative leave for his controversial social media posts, including one promoting the baseless claim that face masks make people, quote, stupid and susceptible to authoritarian control. Govan, whose agency is partially responsible for enforcing the legislature's mask policy, has since been placed on leave. Republicans, meanwhile, continue to vent frustration that the legislature is doing most of its work virtually. Speaker Fecteau says it's the only way to ensure that its work is completed this session.
We have to keep the staff and members healthy. And that means, first and foremost, having everyone complying with wearing a mask.
Legislative leaders will meet Thursday to consider updating their mask rules. Republican Senate leader Jeff Timberlake has signaled that he's willing to strengthen that policy. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.